Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early indicators suggest it was a strong holiday shopping season.
This new report from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that between November 1st and December 24th, overall retail sales increased almost 4% compared to a year ago, and we are seeing big growth in e-commerce. Online purchases surged almost 7% from last year, while sales in-store were up about 3%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, it was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Despite his controversial comments regarding vaccines, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has the support of Tommy Thompson to lead the Federal Department of Health and Human Services.
What he implied was is that based upon science, I think everything has got to be based upon science. That's how I believe. And the vaccines, you got to keep looking at them, and if you can find a better way, go with it. But right now, I support Robert F. Kennedy for that position.
Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The DNR is calling the 2024 elk hunting season a success. The DNR says the hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management because for the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. 8 hunters were selected at random to participate in this year's hunt, and in total, 6 bull elks were harvested. And Wisconsin mourns the deaths of a pair of former state senators. Tim Cullen died earlier this week in Janesville and was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protests. Racine Republican George Petak also died this week and is known for switching his vote on a 5-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:03 on Thursday morning. There is fog out there, freezing drizzle. Dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Winter weather advisory till 9 a.m. due to freezing drizzle and foggy conditions. We will talk more about that shortly. Michael Damian, rock on Max FM.
Hey kids, rock and roll, rock on, ooh my soul. Hey kids, boogie to
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:09 on Thursday morning, December 26th. We're going to talk about the weather because there is a lot going on this morning, so please bear with me. First and foremost, we have a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties, as well as counties south of here. Visibility one more quarter mile or less in the dense fog and freezing fog. Slick spots are possible in this event as well. So again, dense fog advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties until 9 a.m. this morning, and that possibly could extend. In addition to that dense fog advisory, we also throw in a winter weather advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. Again, Sauk, Columbia, Marquette counties. Due to freezing drizzle producing a light glaze on untreated surfaces, this winter weather advisory is for us as well as north of here, so portions of east central, south central, and southeast Wisconsin until 9 a.m. this morning. Roads and bridges and overpasses could become slippery and hazardous, as well as untreated surfaces. Be prepared for slippery roads, slow down, and use caution while driving. If you're going outside, watch your first few steps taken on stairs, sidewalks, and driveways. These surfaces could be icy and slippery, increasing your risk of a fall or injury, so be careful this morning. If you don't need to travel for the next couple of hours, you probably should not. Let the light come out. Let's let the fog work its way out of here and wait for the road conditions to improve. We are actively monitoring this. I have been watching multiple sources. I do see, according to unconfirmed social media reports, Highway 12 is slippery, as well as Highway 51 near Portage. So be aware of this. I was just outside the studio a few moments ago. I can confirm that it is foggy out there. I can see things about a block away. Check the vehicle outside, and there is ice on the vehicle. Emily, it is an interesting start to the day after Christmas.
It sure is, Dave. How are you? Happy day after Christmas.
I am doing well. Happy day after Christmas to you as well. And how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was so lovely. We have a lot of kind of days in a row of Christmas in our family because we just do, you know, a lot of kind of different choices of alternative days because whenever people can get together. And it was, all of them were wonderful. How was yours?
They were all great as well. Like you, we do have multiple days of it, the way it works out with our families. And so we did some things on Christmas Eve day and then Christmas Day, Christmas night. And so it was wonderful. It was the best Christmas in a long time. We got to spend a lot of time with family, and that was always the best part of it. And of course, you know, the food part of it is something not to be forgotten about as well. A lot of good food as well. Probably my favorite part. What about yours?
It's not like, yeah, I mean, I know it's like we've, you know, not missed a beat. We always circle back to the food, right? I mean, that's just kind of where we're at with our, you know, we choose joy and all the things in life that are wonderful. And food is really a big part of that. But actually, how was Stout's Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. Stout probably had the best Christmas ever. He was so well behaved on Christmas Eve. It was one of his first Christmas Eves with the whole family because Stout was always very excited about opening Christmas presents and everything going on. Mm-hmm. And so he's not usually with us at all these events. We did take him with us, and he was a very good boy. He behaved himself, and he did not get himself into trouble. He is very tired this morning. I actually have him in studio with me this morning. He is laying down next to me at the studio desk here, and he's tired. And he had his Santa hat on, which he normally doesn't like wearing a hat. And then yesterday we got home from church, and then he's sitting there begging to have the hat put back on him. So he had his Santa hat on him as well. And if people go look at our socials, you can see some of the shenanigans with that. He very happy. How'd King do with everything over Christmas?
He did great. You know, this is his first Christmas with us. So he got some bones that he really appreciates. And, you know, he's white and fluffy, as we think some of us have seen pictures of him or met mm-hmm. him in the flesh. And he, when he chews on bones, it's really, really kind of gross because his hair, his little mustache gets a little brown mustache, and it's really gross. But it doesn't matter because it's all love. He appreciates the bones. And, you know, he looks at us with all this bone crust in his mustache, and we're like, oh, I'm so glad you're happy. And he's just like, but this is the greatest thing ever. You know, they don't know. They don't care. No. They want their Santa hat on, but they're like, they just are so happy and living in the moment. So that's, you got to love dogs for that reason. They really just know what's happening, and that makes them happy at that exact time. They're not thinking of anything else. So yeah, it was all great. Kitties had great gifts. They got a little catnip. So that was interesting.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I'm still kind of new as a cat owner. Like, I've only been a real cat owner for a few 2 years. And, I, you know, I'm aware of catnip, but I don't really understand how it functions in their lives. And you don't even have to open the bag. They just start, like, rubbing on the bag. They're just, like, so excited to have it in their face. It's just, it's bizarre. So, anyways, they got some of it, and they didn't go completely nuts. They seem just really happy. So, I think it's great. You know, so everybody had a great Christmas. Wendy, I'm sure, had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope she got a little bit of downtime and rest. I know she covered for me one day, and I appreciate that. So thank you, Wendy. Yeah, so everything was great, and, you know, ticking on down to the new year now, right, Dave?
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, she did. Wendy's doing great. She's heading into her regular job here this morning, and then she's actually going to be joining us on air this week. She's going to be filling in for Aaron Carreno, believe it or not. So she did the morning show with me Tuesday, and then we had some shenanigans there. There was no question we had shenanigans on Tuesday morning.
Well, I would hope you keep up the shenanigans in my absence. I mean, otherwise it would not be the morning show. So,
oh yeah,
shenanigans on the show. Good, good, good.
We did. So there were shenanigans Tuesday. And so then Wendy's actually going to be filling in 4 to 7 p.m. the rest of this week and next week. Aaron Carreno's on a much-deserved vacation. So Wendy's going to step into that. We actually have basketball. We have a double header on Friday. It's kind of cool. Baraboo girls are playing Lodi at 3:30 p.m. on Friday afternoon. We will be covering that with Ben Bromley on the call. And so that's at 3:30 p.m. They'll get done roughly around 5 or 5:30. Then at 7 o'clock, Baraboo boys basketball Friday night, and they're taking on, of course, Lodi. So double header, it's something we don't normally do here on Max FM. So we're changing it up a little bit. We let a little Christmas music play yet this morning. That was still sprinkled in until 7 o'clock this morning. And now we're looking ahead to the New Year's Day. I mean, that's the best part. You know, we're going to be starting a new year, and I know we'll start talking about New Year's resolutions and all that stuff, but not quite yet. We're not going to talk about that stuff yet. You know, we want to
have plenty of days for that. Yeah. And you know what? I have to say, I really like this week between Christmas and New Year's because it's kind of like this. Yeah, sure. For sure. Some people have to work for sure. It's, you know, kids are on break though. So it's kind of, you know, there's a different kind of feeling, and it's kind of this time to take pause because you have had a lot of, you know, rushing around and plans and shopping and last minute things. And then you have this kind of look forward to, you know, on transition and an opportunity to kind of, you know, have a different frame of mind or just, you know, have that feeling of it's a new year from scratch. And so this feel this week between the hubbub of the holiday and the new year is really like this nice downtime to just kind of, you know, gather it together and get ready and also take a rest too from what you did do in the last, you know, month basically to prepare for the holidays. So I really like this week. It's kind of this pause week that you get to have to rest and also reflect and also get ready. So I really appreciate this week. So who knows what kind of shenanigans we're going to have because, you know, we're kind of living in an in-between place right now. And I'm in. Let's see what happens. Right, Dave?
Most definitely. And one thing I do want to mention, if people do want to text us in road conditions in the area, feel free to do so. You can use the free Civic Media app to do that. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max and Mouse. Click text or text 608-355-9970 if you want to report the road conditions in the area. We'll talk about those maybe around 7:30 or 7:40 just to kind of keep tabs on that. Like you said, it's a little bit of a downtime for a lot of people. There's no school until next year, which is kind of nice. And so the other thing that does get impacted, that is garbage collection in the city of Baraboo. If Wednesday, yesterday, was your normal garbage collection day, you need to have those carts out now. They're going to be picking that garbage up this morning. Carts should be out by 7 a.m. If today's your normal garbage pickup day, they will pick that up on Friday. And if Friday's your normal garbage pickup day, they will pick it up on Saturday. This is a garbage week only. Next week, same applies with New Year's being on Wednesday. Everything is delayed a day, starting on Wednesday to Thursday, so forth and so on. Garbage and recycling next week. So blue carts only today. We just want to keep everyone aware of that as well, Emily.
Thank you for that, Dave. You know, you really just roundabout report all the important things. So thankfully, we have you as the messenger of all things we need to know. So weather, garbage, you know, these are the reality of the things that affect everyone in the community on a daily. So thank you for that.
You bet. It's one of those things we keep tabs on, and we just want all of our listeners to be aware of it because I know some people are off work and they're going, oh, yeah, I should probably get the garbage cart out, and they slept in maybe and that type of thing. So
yes, they should.
You know, and this week is one of those weeks where it's a normal work week for us. I will say it's one of the first times I worked on Christmas Eve Day in many years, but I definitely enjoyed it. And definitely got to enjoy the time with family. And then I think, like you said, it's a little bit of a recharge now because you get that hustle and bustle going through the holidays. And this week we'll kind of slow down just a little bit. I think we'll try to catch up on a few maybe the holiday movies is our plan this rest of this week. And maybe over the weekend a little bit too, we'll see what happens because it's one of those where you want to kind of just relax after. I mean, it's really hustle and bustle. I know when we were in the stores, it was kind of nuts. I'm glad a lot of the stores were closed on Christmas Day. That was nice to see.
Yes. Yeah. People need their break. All the people need breaks. That's the thing. When some people have off, you know, in terms of work or they have a little bit of downtime, there's a whole bunch of other people still working, you know, and those are the people that, you know, take care of you when you're resting, as in they're, those are the folks that are, you know, bringing your food and delivery or, you know, taking care of you at, you know, whatever establishment you need to walk into to get something taken care of so you can have your downtime. So yeah, it's a nice time to kind of like spread your, you know, appreciation to people and know that there is people that are doing the things that are helping you be able to relax. So that's kind of nice to think about that.
Oh, most definitely. And they are part of that as we thank all of our first responders, fire and EMS, law enforcement, tow truck drivers, and so forth as well, because they still work. They work 24/7, 365, because they're keeping us all safe. I know plow drivers are out taking care of salting the roads today. They were out even Christmas Eve morning doing some work. So we need to take a moment, say thank you to them. If you see them out and about, say thank you as well, because they definitely keep busy with that. They take care of all that stuff so we can go and enjoy those things. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. And it is a it's a time to reflect on that, because there is so many people that kind of, you know, live below the radar, if you will, to make it so the rest of us, like you said, are safe or comfy or whatever it is that we, you know, desire on our off time. There are people that make that happen for us. So definitely take a moment, reflect on all the things that are kind of unseen out there that make it so your holidays and your rest time get to be that restful and that awesome. So yeah, definitely. Well, I really appreciate hearing your voice, Dave. It's interesting.
Yes.
To you every day and then have a couple of days not talking to you. So it's nice to hear your voice. And thank you. I wish happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy all the things to all the people out there. I know it's really nice to be able to have some alternative days to celebrate things. So I'm sure people are still celebrating. Sure, people are getting a chance to see their families still this week. And I would just wish you all the biggest celebration and the best joy in this time of the holiday season.
Most definitely. And as a reminder, we'll be celebrating birthday and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, text those into us via the Free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. You can also text in those road condition reports. We'll keep tabs on that as well. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, mouth-watering pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or delicious dumplings served with an amazing sauce. Join them on New Year's Eve for a scrumptious prime rib dinner and live music by the Mannish Boys Blues Band at 9 p.m. Champagne toast at midnight. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Maximum Music.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 728 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, there is a dense fog advisory and winter weather advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette until 9 a.m. due to dense fog in the area, freezing drizzle, and this could lead to some slide-off type of conditions due to ice on untreated surfaces. So please slow down. Make sure you have your headlights on, not your brights. Allow extra time where you need to go. If you don't need to travel, I'd wait till after 9 o'clock if possible. There's some slippery spots being reported throughout the Max FM listening area. Again, dense fog and winter weather advisories till 9 a.m. for the Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette area. The winter weather advisories continue north of us. Dense fog advisories south of us. Here's Survivor, Eye of the Tiger on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 7:32 on Thursday morning. I keep forgetting what day of the week it is. You know, I have a day off in between there, and it's like, is it Monday? Is it Friday? No, it is Thursday, December 26th, in case anyone needs that reminder like myself. Also, just a friendly reminder, we do have that dense fog advisory and winter weather advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties till 9 a.m. due to dense fog in the area as well as freezing drizzle. Please allow extra time where you need to get to go today. If you don't need to be out and about for a little while, maybe hold off on those travel plans. We do have unconfirmed reports of slippery conditions throughout the listening area. So please take your time. Make sure you have those headlights on. Don't turn the brights on. That doesn't help you in the fog either. But you know what? I want to help you out. If you did not get that perfect Christmas gift, you have the opportunity to shop for yourself. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. Some of the wonderful deals that we have out there, a $65 certificate to Sweet Sanctuary Services. That certificate is just $45. A $500 certificate at Purple Lotus Studio towards a mini photo shoot, just $350. a $50 service certificate, Back Road Baraboo Motors, just $30. A $25 certificate to Cosmic Karma Crystals, just $17.50. A $25 certificate to Tarbenders with Sass, just $17.50. Many of these certificates are mobile device certificates, so you don't have to wait for us to send them to you. Again, if you didn't get that perfect gift, or if you still need to do a little shopping, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new physicians group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the physicians group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Packers hold another workout today as they get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with Spores, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're fortunate to be a part of this league and be a part of this team, and I love the energy and vibe of our team right now, but ultimately, you know, this is just one step in the journey, and we got to continue to build upon it. And what a great opportunity to go into just one of the toughest environments against one of the toughest teams, knowing that that's got to be our road to get to where we ultimately would like to go.
In the NFL on Christmas Day, Kansas City clinched the number one overall seed in the AFC with a 29-10 win over Pittsburgh. Patrick Mahomes throwing for 320 yards and three touchdowns, improving to 15-1. The Ravens crushed the Texans 31-2 in Houston. Derrick Henry rushing for 147 yards and a touchdown. There's more action tonight. Bears play host to the Seattle Seahawks at Soldiers Field. NBA, the Bucks are home at Fiserv against the Brooklyn Nets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those next. Here is Hugh listening to news on Max FM.
Mouth too dry, I make my eyes too red. When the world made
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily this morning. I do want to talk about our weather super quick, just so that we're all on the same page this morning. We have multiple advisories going on at the moment, 741 on December 26th. We have a dense fog advisory and a winter weather advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties. That goes until 9 a.m. this morning. Dense fog in the area, 1/4 mile visibility or less. So quarter mile visibility or less in this area, as well as a chance of freezing drizzle. And this could freeze on surfaces that are not treated. So please be extra careful as you're out and about this morning, as you take that first step out of your house or wherever you're at this morning. Be careful and make sure you know what's on the ground before you step down. And this dense fog advisory extends to south of us. The winter weather advisory is from us north. Again, those go until 9 a.m. this morning. If you don't need to travel, it would be good to hold off until after 9 o'clock this morning. Emily, we're going to talk about celebrity birthdays today.
We are, Dave. I think you just renamed our show to The Dana Show. I heard that.
Yeah, no. It's been one of those.
Words are hard, so.
Yes. Not enough caffeine yet. I'm going to be finding where the rest of the coffee is this morning. So definitely need that extra dose. Yeah, and it's all the shenanigans going on as well. I've been monitoring a couple other things going on this morning as well. So, yeah, let's talk about our celebrity birthdays.
You are the master of multitasking, I just want to say. Master of multitasking. You just got a new title amongst your other hats that you wear. Super Dave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Master of multitasking. Nice alliteration there, don't you think?
There you go.
So, anyways, always doing lots of things to make it easier for the rest of us to just come on the radio and talk. So thank you for that.
You betcha.
You betcha. So Wisconsin, I love it. Love it, love
it. Watch out for deer.
There's some fun celebrity birthdays. As per normal, this is an 80s and 90s and more music in the morning show. So if you are from the 80s and 90s, like when we grew up, sometimes some of the celebrity birthdays are a little mysterious to me, like folks that become famous because of YouTube. Again, not that you're not famous because of YouTube, because that is the way that you get famous now. But right. That just means that I might be out of the loop a little bit. And Dave is definitely out of the loop, but we're going to do our best.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know what?
So we're
delivering the information. We're just the messenger.
Right. So the first one I saw was Natalie Nunn's birthday. She went from television personality to CEO of her own company, and she is unstoppable. It's also Luke Gudbranson's birthday. I can't even pronounce his name. From the small town boy turned to superstar, no spotlight is too big. Who else do you see on the list, Emily?
Well, Kit Harington, I mean, come on, from a hit series feature in the MCU, Kit Harington's future is bright. So Kit Harington was, you know, on, oh my gosh, now my brain just turned off because I read all the books and watched the entire series of Jon Snow, Winter is Coming. Can't come up with the name of the show that he was on. So I'm just going to go ahead and click through that. And if anyone remembers the name of the show, which all of you do, and so do I, go ahead and text us. Say hello. We miss you. Lars Ulrich. His legendary metal rock star has always marched to the beat of his own drum. Also, David Rose's birthday, this talented, again, YouTube star, model, and entrepreneur is here to stay and entertain his fans worldwide. Who else do you see, Dave?
So this is one of my favorite, Chris Daughtry's birthday today. So he's a rock artist who made it big completely on his own. I mean, amazing artist. I mean, it's just one of those that I've always remembered he was on American Idol, and so that is where he started out. So he was one of the popular contestants on that show, and he has definitely collaborated with a few other artists, and he's made some great music. So Chris Daughtry's birthday today, and that was the one that really stuck out to me on our list today.
Good. That's like a picture of him too. Like, yeah. I mean, we get the inside information. We get the fun stuff. We get not only the list of whose birthday it is, but we get fabulous pictures of them like on the red carpet or doing what they do. And thank you, Chris, out there who helped me with my complete and utter brain shutdown. Obviously, Game of Thrones. Duh. Thanks, Chris. Game of Thrones. And by the way, I know. Can you believe that? Like, I'm human. Whatever.
It happens, you know?
It's the day after Christmas. All the senses are a little bit dulled from overuse. Let's just put it that way. But Game of Thrones is such a... If you've seen the series, then you know it's a fabulous, entertaining, you know, piece of content. But also, I have to say, the books are real good. So if you liked the show, check out the books. Andy Biersack, I'm not sure who this dude is. Celebrate the big day of the star in the emo music industry. Now, a little piece of generational wisdom. Emo means something very different to me than it does to my kids. So in case you want to know what those differences are, that's a future conversation. Maybe we should have people text in what they think those differences are. Because, you know, when I say emo, my kids look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, what? It's emotional rock. They're like, no, it's not. I'm like, okay. But this dude is covered in tattoos. He looks fabulous. So Andy Biersack, happy birthday to you, December 26th. Also Barry Wood from local clubs to international pitch. This sportsman is iconic on the cricket field. So happy birthday to all of you December 26ers. I know maybe that's a interesting day to enjoy a birthday, but you know what? It's always about the person's birthday that it is. They are a king and queen that day. Celebrate yourself. If you're local out there, birthdays or anniversaries, happy birthday and happy anniversary. We appreciate you and we appreciate December 26th for sure.
We most definitely do. So, and just a reminder, if you do need to let us know about a birthday anniversary, text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll add them to our list. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up next, the one and only Ben Bromley for Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with the family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
It is Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to let us know why weekends are best. Ben, how are you doing this post-Christmas day?
I'm doing great, Dave. Survived the holiday, ready to celebrate Boxing Day with you guys.
Yes, indeed. And there is all sorts of things still happening holiday-wise. So we appreciate you joining us today. So what's on the calendar?
Would you believe it, Dave? We are down to our final weekend of events in Baraboo here for 2024. And as you might imagine, holiday week, not as crazy as usual. Usually you and I talk about, oh, we can't even get to all the events on the calendar. Well, this weekend is a little thinner, as you might imagine. Folks are traveling, folks are celebrating with their families, that kind of stuff. But there is still some entertainment to be had. We've got some live music at the wineries to talk about. So Sam Ness, a local favorite, he's going to be performing Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30. That's a Broken Bottle Winery. And also, you can make a whole day of it if you like. Mark Lemire is going to be performing at Balanced Rock from 3 until 5:30. So you can pop from one to the other, make it a whole afternoon. You know, maybe you're trying to recover from hanging out with the in-laws or your family over the holiday, and it's time for a little self-care. There's an option for you.
Yes, there you go. And Ben, we're having a little bit of difficulty hearing you this morning. Yeah, a little bit of a... some sort of background buzzer static going on there as a heads up.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to mention that. That seems a little better. So again, those are on Saturday.
Yep. So we got Sam Ness, 1:30 to 4:30 at Broken Bottle. And then we've got Mark Lemire Saturday afternoon at Balanced Rock from 3 until 5:30. And if that isn't enough for you, I got an option for you on Sunday as well. Jason Benson is going to perform at Balanced Rock Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4:30.
All right, and then I think we have some things going on Monday, maybe New Year's Eve Day, right?
Sure, why not? Let's talk a little bit about the very next holiday coming up on the calendar. So this is always one of my favorites, the Low-Key NYE. This is the New Year's event at the library. It's kind of fun because it takes place after hours from 7 until 9 p.m. Tuesday. They're going to have video games, board games, that kind of fun stuff.
That sounds like my kind of New Year's Eve. I'll be honest with you, a low-key event. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I can definitely appreciate that. That's, again, at the Baraboo Library. And then as we look ahead to New Year's Day, we have a couple of things going on there as well. You want to talk about those real quick,
Ben? Are we ready to talk about 2025 yet, Dave?
No, but we probably should.
January 1st, yes, the first day hike. Mirror Lake State Park is going to host this traditional event. If you want to start your new year with some fresh air in your lungs and some wonderful views, head out to Mirror Lake. This is going to take place from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can park in the boat launch lot and enjoy a nice outdoorsy start to your year.
That's a good way to start the year, I think.
No doubt.
A little bit of exercise, a little bit of fresh air.
And as long as we're talking about state parks, Dave, I should mention to folks, the chamber at the visitor center, we no longer sell the park passes. They've changed the setup there where instead of buying one and it's January to December, now whenever you buy it, it's good for a full calendar year. Well, obviously that makes it hard for us to keep track
right.
of. So you have to buy those at the state parks now.
Okay, so going forward, state park stickers are not available at the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Get those at the state parks starting January 1st. And it's kind of exciting that they're changing that up, though, too. So I totally
sure.
get it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure talking events with you. And I should mention, you know, there's also an event not on the calendar tomorrow. If you like some high school basketball, we've got a doubleheader cooking.
We are
right
excited
here on
about
these very
that.
Airwaves.
And you're going to be starting that broadcast when with us tomorrow afternoon, Ben?
That's right. So the girls game versus Lodi tips off at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And then the boys varsity game tips off at 7 p.m. So we're going to bring both of those right here on 99.7 Max FM and at max.fm and the Civic Media mobile app. You can find us all over the place. The girls and boys both taking on the Lodi Blue Devils tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exciting. We don't get to do doubleheaders too often, so we're definitely excited about this. I can't wait to hear you do the call for both of those games. That's a lot of talking for you, Ben.
Even for me, that's a lot of talking.
Yes, it is. So we appreciate you joining us. Anything else you want to add?
Those are the highlights, Dave. Happy New Year to you and to everyone at the station and to the audience.
You bet. Happy New Year to you. We will talk to you next year.
We will indeed. January 2nd already.
Yes, indeed. So we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you so much, Ben, for joining us. We really appreciate you. We hope all of you at the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce have a happy new year.
Thanks so much, Dave.
You bet. We'll catch you tomorrow afternoon for the Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball games. Weekends Our Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
I'm on my knees. I wanna be- sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on, that's my sugar.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Get me through this.